listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast hosted by Reese Chanson. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Chanson. Today I come on a rather sad but excited mood. I was watching this anime series called My Happy Marriage. Now, at first glance, it's one of those, simple lovey-dovey, stuff. It's at first glance, it's not supposed to be interesting. So it has 12 episodes, and 4 episodes have been out already. Comes out on Thursdays. Comes out every Thursday on Netflix, but so I've watched like 4 episodes. Each episode is ranging from about 25 to 24 minutes. Basically 25 minutes. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I have cried every episode I've watched. I've cried the first episode I saw. I cried the second. I cried the third. By the fourth, I was literally sobbing, my friend. That's how well-written, incredible this is. First and foremost, this is a Japanese anime. So, and apparently it's based in the 19th century Meiji Restoration era. So it's got modern and old vibes, a cohesion of the two. So as in Japan is sort of molding into European aspects. They've got motorized vehicles, cool stuff, that you'd find in the modern world. But of course you'd find better stuff in the modern world, but they have some sort of aspect of the modern world. Anyway, now, of course, this anime itself has some sort of supernatural abilities to it. Now, of course, this follows some... there are certain families in this story, from what I've gathered. I have not read the manga, so I'm just basing my knowledge based on what I've watched in 4 minutes and the information I've managed to gather. So based on the first 4 episodes, what I've gathered is Mio Samori is a young girl whose mother died, apparently, and her father remarried to another woman. It's a basically Cinderella type of story, the wicked stepmother. Her father remarried. When she was young, her father was loving and kind, but he remarried. Apparently, he remarried his lover. Basically, the first marriage was an arranged marriage to some women he didn't actually love, but she had some powerful family descent of some sort. So she dies. The case of her death or her being thrown away, I don't know what happens with that. It seems like she's dead, and it also seems like she ran away. I can't grasp that fully. Maybe I missed a few details. Anyway, so the Sumire family gets the father of Mio to another woman who's apparently his young lover, and he has a daughter with this woman who becomes sister to Mio. And from the get-go, they are cruel and bitter to her. And apparently, everyone has to have some sort of superpower of some sort. There's some sort of ritual that people do at a young age to find if that they have possessed this supernatural power of some sort. And Mio does not possess that. And because she lacks that ability, she's treated like a fucking servant in her own home. Like, she doesn't eat with the rest of the family. She doesn't wear fancy clothes like her other sister. They chop down her mother's tree. They throw away everything her mother owned. Basically, they isolated this girl. They fire servants who are nice to her. Like, this nigga forgets that he's a father. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said nigga. This man forgets that he's a father to this girl. And he just is cruel to her. Like, literally cruel, bro. I was sobbing, watching this. Like, absolutely cruel. She's treated like a vermin in her own father's home, in a way. Like, absolute vermin. And she's somehow enthusiastic. They break her to the point where she'll take anything, man. She'll say yes, she apologizes a lot, because I guess she had enough trouble of being beaten down, locked up. She's been treated like a prisoner in her own home. This girl never went shopping, my dude. She doesn't go shop. Basically, they throw her, I'm assuming, they give her clothes that her sister wears that she no longer, like, basically her sister discards clothes and she wears them. That's what I'm assuming. Because she was wearing practically rags, fam. They bought her a dress when they got her married, or they got an engagement proposal from the Kudo family, apparently. This young guy, Kyoka Kudo, who happens to be a commander in some sort of military aspect, who's been known to be cruel and, you know, cold to his previous... This guy's been engaged a lot of times, basically. And he's usually cruel, and all the women that he's engaged to usually run away after 3 days. Now, bear in mind, Mio leaves her home. First of all, she's thrown into a marriage she doesn't want. She doesn't know this Kudo fella. And it seems like there's a guy that actually likes her, but their family marries this guy off to her sister. The guy doesn't want to do that, but it, family duties and stuff. So he ends up being engaged to his, basically his lover's sister. I think this guy loves Mio in a way. So he's basically married off to his crush's sister in a way. And then she's told to fuck off to this Kudo guy's house. She gets there and he literally just tells her she's property in the get-go. Like, you say yes when I say yes. That's what it seemed like first glance. It almost seems like this guy also doesn't want to be married. And he has doing it as a fulfilled duty of some sort. But it turns out he's not actually a bad guy, based on the first 4 episodes, of course. Now, once you come to watch and understand this show, you've come to the realization that this is an incredible story, fam. Like, a girl's family practically discarded her because she has no abilities. They practically called her useless, to the point where she's so beaten down, even her self-esteem, she considers herself useless. She doesn't want to upset people because she'll get punished or beaten. She doesn't want to accept this Kudo fella because she doesn't want to be thrown out. Because apparently if the marriage proposal ends, she can't go back home. She'll have to fend for herself in the streets. So she has to make this marriage thing work. And how does she do that? How does she do that? It's difficult when every attempt... It's difficult when she's always afraid that anything she does could be deemed as an offense. Like, there's a first scene where she wakes up early in the morning, dude. The Kudo family has a servant, a woman who works like a housemaid of some sort. Housekeeper, let's put a housekeeper. She looks after the household. So Mio wakes up early in the morning, makes breakfast for this young lord, her future husband. And the housekeeper is excited, like, wow. According to my understanding, none of the previous marriage potentials behave like this. They are entitled women, I'm assuming. This girl is not. She gets into the kitchen. She cooks. She cleans. She's living the life of a servant. Her hands are beaten up. Doesn't look like she's a girl from a noble family. She has a noble blood. She has noble name, but her upbringing wasn't particularly noble in what way whatsoever. So she's accustomed to being cast out. Even the family lodgings at home, she didn't live in the main house, fam. So anyway, I'm not trying to spoil this. She makes breakfast for this dude. This dude is just poisoned and stuff. And when he said that, I broke down to tears, man. I was like, dude, because I'd seen the effort she put, man, and the thoughts that she has going through the process, that I hope he's happy to have this meal, and I hope I am useful, that this nigga keeps me. Man, this shit, well, I'm gonna be honest, last time I cried watching anime, I was watching Naruto, and it was the time Jiraiya died. I cried on that scene. I cried when I learned about Obito's story about his life. I cried. I cried when Gaara died the first time. That was upsetting. Of course, there's a bunch of other scenes. I cried when Neji died. I cried on a lot of scenes when watching Naruto. But it wasn't episode after episodes. And I've only watched 4 episodes of this thing. This thing has 12. I'm left with 8 episodes. How many times am I going to cry while watching this? This thing is an emotional anime that is well constructed, well crafted. It's beautiful. It's pure beauty. Even when I'm reminiscing about this, I'm literally dropping a tear. I don't know the review I'm giving right now is enticing or making anyone. I'm just saying, if you want to watch something deeply emotional and deeply touching, you should watch this, My Happy Marriage. And if you have a soul, you'll literally cry while watching this. It's just sad to see someone so broken down. They'll take anything just to have a home, to have a bed. Like, how does a girl from a noble family say this is the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in? Sad. This girl goes to the mall with her future husband. And she gets distracted, fam. She gets distracted looking at stuff. And then he turns back like, what are you staying behind? She apologizes, bro. I mean, like, this dude asked this girl, like, we're at the mall. What do you want to buy? What do you want to shop? What do you want to do? And she was like, I can't even. She didn't say it out loud. She thought it, bro. She was like, I can't even think of anything I would buy. And I'm thinking, like, is this the. Clearly, this girl's never went shopping in her fucking entire life. If she did, she went as a young girl. And this dude gets her a comb and stuff and buys her clothes. And when she gets a comb, dude, it was as if like this girl's life lit up. She smiles brightly, her eyes. And this kudo dude was like, the first time he sees her smile, it just caught him off guard. What a start. Of course, then he does research on her. Like, he's like, there's no way a girl from a noble family would have clothes like this, behave like this. Girl doesn't, it's not even entitled. This girl is in a, you know, when people are supposed to be married into a family, like if you watched any Japanese or Asian traditional films, like usually the girl who's supposed to be married to a person, they get there, they're entitled, especially if they're from a noble family. They treat the housemaids a certain way. This girl was apologizing to the housemaid. At points, it even made the housekeeper uncomfortable, man. Like, this girl has everybody vouching for her. Like, this lady at a store who does clothes, like, was vouching for her. This guy who works with Mr. Kudo at his workplace was like, this is the first time he's ever bought a woman, or anyone for that matter. The housekeeper's like, this woman is it, bro. Like, there's this, one of the first scenes, she makes breakfast for him, and she's like, and he's like, this could be poison and stuff, and he walks off, and she's there, she breaks down like, I'm useless like I was back at home, when I'm useless right now. Man, that shit just tore me apart, man. This is the first time I've actually ever rated a show and felt this way, like, tearing up. This was absolutely incredible. And I cannot wait for next week, man. Next episode is coming next week. This is going to be an exhilarating 8 weeks to come. Because I've watched 4. That means I'm left with 8. Going to have an incredible 8 weeks. It's going to be fantastic. Every Thursday or Wednesday, depending where you are in the world. If you're in Africa, I'm assuming it's on Thursday. And if you happen to be in Asia, it'll be on Thursday. Every Thursday and Wednesday, depending on where you are. An episode comes out a week. It's a time zone thing. where I am, it's every Wednesday. So, it's available on Netflix. It's an incredible, absolutely brilliant. This show is invoking emotions that I don't think I had. Okay, I know I can get teary up when I'm watching Ray stuff, but not to this level. Like I said, the last time an anime show did that to me, I was watching Naruto. And as I already mentioned, the scenes of the moments, but this thing made me cry every episode, fam. And I watched 4. I have 8 left. Wow. I just hope this girl lives a beautiful. And there's another scene that's becoming the new family. There's a guy who's upset that he was promised to get Mio marry his son, and Mio's father like pawned her off in a way, because the first guy showed up with a proposal, so I pawned her off. I don't care if this girl, if she dies, I care nothing about her. Wow. And he basically said if after she failed, because she will be thrown out, you can have her. Basically, because this guy usually kicks out his fiancés run away after 3 days, the father assumed it would happen to his daughter. And I'm assuming because after you fail a marriage, you're thrown away of some sort. Because, so, wow. Powerful stuff. So there's this new family that's attempting to steal Mio away because of her bloodline. Basically, because she's apparently a descendant of a powerful bloodline that's very rare to find on her mother's side. And of course, on her father's side, she's also from a decent, well-known bloodline. So basically, this girl is perfection. And this guy was like, even if she doesn't possess an ability, her offspring has a likelihood of producing one. So she's just like a fucking factory of eggs. And there's a scene where she's like, I don't know, I'm beating around the bush, I'm all over the place, I'm sorry. There's a scene where she's like, I don't know if he knows that I don't have any abilities, but I'd like to do anything that I can to stay as long as I possibly can. I will tell him. So she's like, let me just enjoy a few fucking days, man. Let me enjoy a few fucking days of warm bed, food, a hot bath, and be treated with some dignity, fucking respect for a few days, and I'll tell this dude that I don't have any abilities. If you're marrying me because you think I'm from a noble family, I got nothing, fam. And she's like, I'll accept any punishment as long as I just get to stay here a little while longer. Bruh. Heartbreaking stuff. Anyway, this is my review of this show, and I watched 4 episodes. I might do a part 2 of this, I don't know, but the basic anime, I know there's gonna be some inconsistency because the outro is gonna come out all enthusiastic and I'm not, but thank you all for listening. Appreciate you giving me your time and energy. And let's just pray for Mio, man. Let's just pray that the story, the writers bring her a great outcome. I don't even want to look this show up and find out what happens in the manga or anything. Like, nobody tweet me and ask me about this or spoil this from me. Just stay away from me. Nobody tell me anything about this show. I want to watch it. So I feel like I've spoiled 4 episodes for you. I apologize. Because I feel like it'd be amazing if you just watched it without listening to this, which is contradictory if I want to get listeners and stuff. So if you happen to watch this, I don't know what I'm saying. Just don't spoil this for me, and I won't spoil this from you beyond this point. If I'm ever going to do another review of this, which I think I should, I'm going to do it after 8 weeks from now when the show concludes. Yep. So that's it from me on this episode. My Happy Marriage. Japanese anime. Incredibly written. Incredibly illustrated. Just Netflix should acquire more of these of similar caliber. I think I should really look into anime of this caliber. That's just, this thing was tear jerking, man. It put me on an emotional roller coaster that I didn't think I would find myself in. Just thank you to the authors, to the creators, to the guy who said, who approved the budget for this Netflix offices. You are a legend. To the author, the illustrator, I'm sorry, I don't know your names. Like I said, I don't want to look this up because if I do, I might find some details about what happens and what goes on. So I'm going in blind. But whoever you wrote, thank you. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning. Have a blessed day, night, evening, and morning. Again, thank you for listening. Goodbye. Time for the outro.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.